Today is Tuesday, June 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh my God, I started that recording a second time because I didn't have the date up in front of me because I have my work laptop is currently on my monitor because I'm in the middle of a work day. It's only 4:41. And today I had to schedule a meeting from 5 to 6 because I have to get everything done before my first day off, which is Thursday. Technically, we're not flying out until Friday morning, but I really needed Thursday off because I need to mow the yard. And there may be shopping that needs to be done. There may need to be other planning items that need to be done before we go. I need to call the airline and get my name changed on my ticket. Because as we all know recently, because I go by my middle name, I had problems getting through security on the last time I flew. And when I book, because my frequent flyer number, this is really riveting information, but my frequent flyer number is in my middle name. And so when I book tickets on American Airlines, it books it under Adam. And in order to change it to my first name, I have to call them. I really am going to, you know, Mark and I have, interestingly enough, not really interesting at all, but Mark and I have decided we're going to have a, quote, government day where we go and change our driver's license because we still haven't changed our driver's license to the new address since we moved a year ago. But also, we're going to look at paying our property taxes or figuring out how to do our assessment with our new address and all that. And we're going to do that on the Friday after we get back from St. Thomas. That's the goal because we both have that day off. And I think I just need to get my name changed. So my name is Joseph Adam. And what I want to do is just change my name to Adam and get rid of the middle name completely. Because I don't really think Adam Joseph sounds good. And, you know, my name is still going to be Joseph Adam, but just legally, it would just be Adam Burns. That would be it. Nothing else. And my mom, not that I needed permission, but my mom recently said to me, son, if it really is becoming that big of an issue for you and you're not able to get through security and like at airports and all this kind of stuff, she said, it's fine. It won't hurt my feelings if you change your name. And we all know I need the approval of my mother to do things, even though I'm 42 years old. So I don't know. Maybe that could be it. The only problem is I don't know how long it takes to change your name for that to register in all the systems. And I don't know how much of a headache that's going to be if I do it. And if I do it on the same day and then I go get a driver's license, I assume I'll have to use the old name on the driver's license until I get official paperwork saying that my name, I don't even know. I don't even know how that would work. Or do they give you a notarized thing that says your name is now officially blah, 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 blah. And then I can take that to the, you know, driver's license place and say, hey, my name was changed. I don't even know. So it might be a pain in the butt to change it as well. I know it's not a very expensive thing to do. Back in the day, it was like $50 or something. I'm sure it's more expensive now, inflation and all, but it can't be more than $100 or something like that. Bottom line is I need to make sure that my plane ticket matches my driver's license so that they let me fly. And I have lots of things to do and some of them may get done on Thursday. And so I'm taking the day off Thursday, even though technically I'm still going to be here, but I'm determined to not have to attend work meetings on Thursday or do any work. I want to, when I close my laptop tomorrow evening, I want to be done. So I have a meeting from 5 to 6. Let me enlighten you guys on my schedule at work. I had an 11 to 12, a 12 to 1, a 1 to 1:30, a 1:30 to 2, a 2 to 2:30, a 2:30 to 3, a 3 to 3:45, a 4 to 4:30, a 4:30 to 5, and a 5 to 6 today. Now, a couple of those things got canceled, so I had a little bit more free time, but that is how my, you know, that is how my day goes. Generally speaking, that is the meeting volume. Starting at about 10 or 11 in the morning, I just have meeting. And it's Tuesday is my worst probably, but it's a lot of meetings, a lot of Zoom calls. So I forgot to mention, I do make fun of Mark a lot for being so organized on vacations. And I talk about the fact that I'm a very laid back person, but I don't enjoy doing the plans, but I do enjoy, it does give me kind of a peace of mind knowing that we've already got all of our restaurant reservations. We've already got our excursions booked, you know, and paid for, and all of that kind of mapped out so that we know what we're going to be doing each day. I do get a little bit of a sense, so I do want to give him some credit. I do feel a little bit more at ease if we have, you know, a spreadsheet that tells me, okay, this is what we're going to do on this day, even though I make fun of it. And even though in general, if it were just me, I would probably just show up in St. Thomas and have no idea what I was going to do. So on Sunday, we booked all of our stuff and we made our little spreadsheet where it says, you know, oh, this is what we're doing on this day. And this is what we're doing on this day, et cetera, et cetera. And so I could actually pull up the thing and tell you guys what we're going to be doing. Let's see if I can just pull that up. I'm going to see if I can find it quickly. If I can't, then I won't share it. But oh, it's at under Drive. It's really funny when you go into Sheets, Google Sheets. It doesn't. For some reason, it doesn't show you the sheets that have been shared with you. But when you go into Drive, it does show you that. I don't know why that is. I'm not really sure, but oh well. So we're flying on July 2nd. And so we have no plans. We're just checking into our hotel and we'll find something to eat. But on July 3rd, we're going to Cokie Beach plus Coral World Ocean Park. Then we're doing our own St. Thomas Downtown Charlotte Amalie tour. And we've got a list of things we're doing, but I won't bore you guys with that. We are going to try the world famous banana daiquiri. Apparently it was invented in St. Thomas. So, you know, we got to try that. We have dinner at a lovely restaurant that night, already confirmed. And then we're going to do, on Sunday, we're going to do Megan's Bay in the morning, which is supposed to be one of the top Megan's Bay Beach, which is supposed to be one of the top beaches in the world. A lot of these are on lists of like top 10, top 20 beaches in the world. Then we've got a mangrove kayak and snorkel tour. And then we have another dinner that looks like it's a lovely place. That's going to be our anniversary dinner. Because, and we don't even know if there's going to be fireworks because of COVID. And normally there are fireworks on our anniversary because it's July 4th, but we don't know. So, but the hotel or the restaurant is, we're eating outside, but also it's close to the beach. So we could walk out to the beach. It's right on the beach. We could walk out to the beach and look at the fireworks. And then on July 5th, we are taking a ferry over to St. John. And apparently it's a really world-renowned spot for seeing sea turtles on one of those beaches. So we're going to do that. And we're going to do a little self-guided tour of all the beaches in St. John, or several of them. On Tuesday, it's relax day because we're checking into the Ritz-Carlton on Monday. We're staying in two different hotels because the Ritz-Carlton is very expensive. And we felt irresponsible doing Ritz-Carlton for the entire time. Also, I don't think it was available Friday and Saturday night and Sunday night, I think. I think it was booked. But anyway, we're checking it. We wanted to experience the Ritz-Carlton. It was newly remodeled since the hurricane in 2017. And it's the only 5-star resort on St. Thomas. So we're checking into that Monday night. And then we're going to eat dinner at the Ritz. And then on Tuesday, we have a Explore the Ritz Day where we're going to do their spa, their pool. They have a private beach. Like, we're going to do all of that. And then it, and then in the afternoon at 4, we have a sunset, a cocktail sunset cruise with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And that's booked. And then in case we're hungry, we did book a sushi dinner restaurant, which has other things besides sushi because I don't like sushi, at 9 p.m. in case we're hungry. If we're not, we'll cancel it because it's an open table reservation. On Wednesday, we're doing a historic Main Street food tour, which includes the history of St. Thomas plus sampling of a bunch of food. And then we're free for most of the day. And then we have dinner at a fancy restaurant called Old Stone Farmhouse. And we had to call to make that reservation. We couldn't even do it online. How quaint. But if you look at any of the top restaurants in St. Thomas, this Old Stone Farmhouse is always like the number one. So yeah. And then on Thursday, we're checking out of the Ritz and then just kind of, we don't have any plans, but our flight leaves at 4:28 in the afternoon and we're coming home, and then government day on Friday. So maybe I'll change my name. Who knows? So we did that. And then yesterday it was just work and cooking and yada yada. I'm throwing down tonight with Joe and right after my meeting, in fact. I have meeting and then throwing down. Boom. And then tomorrow we're recording our first episode of But First for the year. So that'll be exciting. And then away I go. Oh, had a COVID test this morning and I'm negative. Woohoo. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.